a break, and then we'll come back and we'll have a little laughter yoga
that
session.
That would be great. Yeah.
And we're going to talk to...
Well, you know who we're going to talk to is...
Oh my gosh, is it?
Cincinnati has its very own superhero,
oh,
finally.
Yes. Fighting
you know, yeah, you know, Metropolis has Superman, and Gotham City has Batman.
Right.
New York City, the home of Marvel Comics, of course, has the Avengers and Spider-Man and a whole bunch of the Fantastic Four. But Cincinnati has never had a real-life superhero with superpowers out in the streets fighting crime every day until now. And now Cincinnati has Tarbell Man. Tarbell Man, whose most lethal power is his harmonica. You know, Captain America has that mighty shield, but Tarbell Man has his power of harmonica. Jim Tarbell, welcome to the Chris and Rob Show.
Don't say it again, or you're going to get it.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim?
Well, so far, so good. It's, you know, it's been a rough few days here.
How's your day been today out in the streets fighting crime, Jim?
What's that?
How's your day been today out in the streets fighting crime, swinging from building to building, flying over skyscrapers, jumping over tall buildings in a single leap?
Very uneventful today.
Really? So
yeah,
what is
we only had, well, three or four confrontations. And a couple of building leaps.
Right. Jim, you have been out fighting crime. This is not the first time, but on Friday, you took on a criminal out in the streets of Cincinnati on Main Street in front of Caldy's Coffee Shop Friday night. And you opened up a can of whoop-ass.
A can of what?
Whoop-ass. On some derelict who is trying to accost a bunch of musicians. Do you want to tell us the story, or do you want Rob to tell it?
Was Rob there?
I've read about it all in the newspaper, and I am absolutely sure that the Inquirer had the story exactly as it happened.
The Inquirer always gets it absolutely right.
Unless Peter Bronson's writing it.
Including today when they misspelled Gonzalez about five times in that lead editorial.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So you, this dude... this rascal, as you described him, is harassing the band. You're like, hey, dude, quit harassing the band. And then things got a little bit out of control. You went to get your cell phone. He grabbed your cell phone. You two scuffled. And you went ahead and you pounded his fist with your noggin a few times.
That's it.
And well, what's the deal, Jim? Why do you keep taking on street ruffians?
Well, these guys are just, they make me mad. You know, they're in my neighborhood and they're messing with my people. And they're not from here. And,
people.
You know, you can wait and wait and wait and call uniform and wait for the, you know, the angel to fall out of the sky. Sometimes you just have to say, well, I'm sorry, but it's over.
Jim, you're not as young as Clark Kent anymore. Are you sure you should be taking on these weaselly rascals?
How old was Clark Kent? That's the big question.
Well, he's eternally young, I guess.
And?
You know, I'm thinking,
your
you know,
vice mayor is
Jim, you're the vice mayor of Cincinnati. You're the assistant mayor. You're the second in command. The main mayor, the main man, that's Mark Mallory. He's got a bunch of bodyguards that go everywhere with him. And I'm starting to think, why is he spending that money on those bodyguards when he's got you?
That's right.
Why didn't Mark Mallory just start taking you everywhere? And if a fight breaks out, here comes the amazing Tarbell Man.
Well, I'm ready. The simple fact is that I'm ready. If called upon, I will serve.
Well, Jim Tarbell, it seems to me like you do more than any other nine guys put together as far as promoting Cincinnati and go to downtown Cincinnati, have fun, spend your money, and you'll learn a lot, you'll laugh a lot, and you'll have a great time if you come to Cincinnati. You're always promoting Cincinnati, the culture and the art and the institutions of Cincinnati. And a lot of what you're getting back in return for your investment in Cincinnati is guys wanting to take you on.
Well, whatever it takes. But you're right about all the rest of it, that it's a great place to come and visit and be and live and all the rest. if we can't do it here, we just can't do it.
Jim, are you afraid that if the vice mayor's having to take on ruffians, that some dude in Deer Park is going to say, well, man, they don't even leave the vice mayor alone downtown. I'm not going downtown.
You know, I do. I am concerned about that. But I think in the final analysis, people appreciate that there's somebody out there, advocating and taking the initiative. And I hope that that trumps, whatever bad press may come about, and instilling some fear in people. I think if you let what's ordinarily reported go unchallenged in whatever way, that image prevails. That, it's always terrible and there's no challenge and, this is just no place to go. Nobody will watch out for you. And that's not the reason for this confrontation by any means, but I hope that that whatever press comes from it will help reassure people that there are folks that do care, and that there is, there are good things happening. There are good reasons to be down here.
Jim, this is not the first time you took on some street punks. In fact, it's happened more than a couple of times. When's the first time that you got some notoriety, being that you're a public servant, you were on city council for years, then now you're the vice mayor? But when was it that you? I seem to remember it was about 3 years ago when you were chasing those guys down 8th Street.
That actually was an alley that runs between City Hall and the old Izzy's on Elm Street.
Right, and you ducked into a phone booth first.
I was just walking back to City Hall, and these guys came up behind me and said, give me your money. And I turned around, and there were these three kids, with this little pocket knife. And I said, are you kidding? And proceeded to walk back to City Hall. And I noticed they were still behind me. And I turned around and said, you could get in a lot of trouble doing this.
Yeah, these kids didn't know who they were following, did they?
And somebody was coming towards me. I thought maybe this person is a cell phone, which I didn't. And so I flagged them down, and the kids started to run. And I thought I couldn't leave it alone, but I thought that they really needed to be encouraged that this was not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the police, and they eventually came. It didn't happen right away.
Maybe that should be your superhero name. You could be the Encourager.
The Encourager, exactly.
Jim Tarbell, the Cincinnati Encourager.
So anyway, we found them, and I hope that they have been reprimanded appropriately. But you just never know when's the right time exactly to confront this, but you just have to kind of go with your gut and do it when it seems right, and other times you leave it alone.
Yeah. So on your most recent heroic escapade was on Friday, and this fellow was bothering the musicians, and you said you told the guy to start leaving people alone, and he came at you.
Yeah, he just transferred his energy to me, and I started walking away and going back to the car, which needed to be reparked because it was in the wrong zone. And he just became real boisterous. And
that was the tarmobile, right?
That was the tarmobile, right?
Right, okay.
Which is parked in front of Tarbucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is down the street from Starbells, which is across the street around the corner from the Tarbelly Deli.
So you're going back to the tar wagon there, and the guy follows you, and he reaches into your car while you're calling the police on your cell phone?
Right. Yeah.
And he smacked you with your own cell phone?
That's when the vice mayor says, no, we're not going there.
Mm-hmm. And the guy, apparently you guys got into a fist fight. The guy knocked you down. He ran away.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Then the police came.
What's this about the Tarbell death grip?
Oh, I can't really talk about that. It's a secret.
Okay. That's your secret power. Jim Tarbell, you're a hero in a town that has very few heroes. We need more heroes like you, and we encourage you to keep walking the street like the guardian angels of Cincinnati with your superpowers, and keep encouraging people to do the right thing.
Thank you. We'll do it.
All right, and I hope the police realize that you're doing the work of about nine of them. And, you know, the police in this town who are always surrounded by controversy, you're just making them look worse.
This guy's got 30 felony arrests, and he's out running around. You'd think after 30 felonies.
This is the guy that Tarbell had to open the can of whoop-ass on Friday night.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, I hope we get more information about that. I'm real curious as to what that's all about.
All 30 of the felonies?
What's that?
He's 59 years old. He needs to straighten up his life, or he might not turn out too well.
Right.
He's 59 years old with 30 felonies.
How many? That's one every other year. He started when he was, two. Yeah, and he's gone every other year.
Hey, that's more felonies than I got parking tickets. By the way, Jim, can we talk about my parking tickets off the air? I'm just kidding. All right.
Hold on. I got one more question for the vice mayor.
Okay.
Vice Mayor, how did you enjoy the cat show? The Cincinnati Cat Club had their cat show a few weeks ago. I was there. My girlfriend was there, and you were there.
Absolutely, Dino agrees. I couldn't believe it. That was what a spectacular outing. And I didn't know there were that many cats in the United States. But the good news is that the cat show people had a great time. They love the convention center. They want to come back, and they want to bring the international cat show with them.
Oh, boy, Chinese cats, European cats, that'll be big.
If we could get the reputation for being the cat center of the world.
If we could build a big cat house in downtown Cincinnati, if we could build a nice cat house in downtown Cincinnati, all the convention people would want to come here.
What an opportunity.
That would be big. That would be almost too big for this town.
Right.
Jim, go ahead and push that one through Congress. All
right? We're going to do it.
All right. One more thing, Jim. We have a guest here in the studio tonight. His name is Patrick Murphy Wellage, and he's the laughter yoga instructor. He's a certified laughologist. And do you have any jokes for our guest?
Oh, just...
He's a laughologist, remember, so the bar is really high.
Well, just that fella who was in Extremis. Which those of you who took Latin St. X, back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
will remember means on death's door. And he was breathing heavily, and he called his wife over. He said, "Honey, you were with me when the house burned down to the ground." He said, "Yes." She said, "Yes, I was there."
Yeah.
That was a very difficult moment. He said, "You were with me when I lost the job and, everything was up in the air," and she said, "Yes, I was, and we made it through that, but it was difficult." He said, "You were with me when I invested all that money in the wrong area of the stock market. We lost everything."
Oh, boy, man, tough.
She said, "Yes, we've been playing catch-up ever since." He said, "You know something?" And she said, "Yes." He said, "I think you're bad luck."
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
That's all I got.
That's Jim Tarbell, the Encourager of Cincinnati. If you're thinking about going out and committing a crime, think twice, because the Encourager might be around the corner.
That's right.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care.